everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of K-pop and Boba. I have a few songs I'm going to talk about today, and then I'm going to do some song recommendations. I thought that I would start doing that at the end of my podcasts, just so you guys can, like, if you want new songs to listen to, or you get a little insight into the songs that I listen to. But anyways, so the first song that I'm going to be talking about is actually the title of this episode, and it's called Bullet to the Heart by the one in the Jackson Wang. His songs have always been, like, super powerful for me, like, the lyrics and everything. And Bullet to the Heart just, like, it hit me. Because I was sitting there, and it had come out, and I hadn't listened to it yet, just because I've had a pretty hectic week. Normally my weeks are pretty crazy, but this week was a lot crazier than usual, if that makes sense. I'll probably talk about it later on in this episode. But Bullet to the Heart is essentially about him falling in love with this girl who was putting on a facade. Like, I'll read you some of the lyrics, because it just, like, bro, like, I was like, who hurt you? But anyways, so the song starts off with, he says, "Devil in a black dress, they must have kicked you out of heaven. I wish I knew you were an actress, I fell in love with your impression. Because now I'm staring down a barrel, you got my life in your hands now. You want to hit me with an arrow, 6 seconds till this man's down." Like, you just need to listen to this song. It's entirely in English, right? And he doesn't rap at all in the song. And I was like, yo, bro. Like, I really was like, who hurt you? The music video is different. Like, I don't know. It's different from, I guess, his other music videos. Like, he's wearing a straight jacket at the beginning. It's weird, but, like, you have to watch the music video to, like, get the full, like, emotional feeling behind it. Because I had, like, heard just a little snippet of it, and I was like, yo, this sounds so good. And then I watched the music video, and I was like, bro. I said this, like, 8 times, but I'm like, yo, who hurt you, bro? Like, oh, man. It gets me in my feels. But, yeah, that song, I've had it on repeat since I listened to it. I don't know how long ago it came out, but I listened to it a little while after it came out. But it is so good. It is so good, and it hits me in my feels every single time I listen to it. He's also coming out with his first album, which I am very excited about, because he has a lot of singles that he's put out. I think he has, like, 4 or 5 that he's done by himself. Then he's done some collaborations with some people. But he's finally putting out his first album, and I'm so excited for it. He's worked so hard, and I really cannot wait for it. If they had a physical copy of it, I would buy that, but they usually don't have physical copies. At least I don't think so. I could be wrong of, like, when they do solo stuff. But yeah, Bullet to the Heart by Jackson Wang. Look it up. It is great. Whether you're into K-pop or not, it is entirely in English. And it is just one of those songs that just, like, hits you. Or for me, anyways. I like depressing emo songs. Not really. But it's just... Anyways, so that's the first song of this episode. I just love the title. You know, like, Bullet to the Heart. It's just... it's so emotional. Anyways, moving on. So the next song... or next artist, I should say, they were talking about, is Card. Now, Card just came out with a new single a couple days ago. No, last week. It was a week ago. Yep, a week ago. I think it was a week ago Saturday? A week ago Friday? I don't remember. But anyways, the song is called Dumb Liddy. For those of you who know, like, anything about Card, like, right away, you're all like, yep, BM wrote that song. Like, just right away. The song is called Dumb Liddy. Okay, so when I heard the title, I was like, what? But anyways, and then I listened to the song, And a song is essentially, like, it's talking about how, like, people have, like, this impression of them and, like, just assume that they're this way. And they're like, you know what? You can assume whatever you want and you can think whatever you want. That might be true, but you don't know me. And it's like, they don't really care. And they're not letting, like, what other people think about them affect them. If that makes sense. But one of the lyrics, or it's like a couple lyrics I should say, that I really like is when BM is rapping. He says, bad boy, yeah, I'm not that bad boy. Sorry, bad boy, yeah, I'm that bad boy. Think what you want. That boy, I guess I'm that boy. You don't even know about me. You don't even know, but you believe what you want. Nothing about me, nada, no. Nothing about me, not a thing. The reason you talk about me isn't in me, but it's in you. That I kind of like butchered reading those lyrics, but you get the gist of it. So they're basically like, we're gonna turn up and we're gonna party, not like party, but like we're gonna like do our music and do our thing, and we're not really gonna let what other people think about us affect us, if that makes sense. But yeah, I totally butchered those lyrics, but it's very, the song is a bop. And I'm just sitting here listening to it, and I'm like, yo, like, you tell those haters, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's really good. I am actually very excited because I got High Touch tickets to go see Card in Philadelphia next month. I'm very excited. I'm probably going to pass out when I see BM. BM, I love you. but I'm very excited, and I'm taking Ellie with me. And she's super excited because she really loves them too. And it's going to be so much fun. And Michael's going with us. Hey. Yo, shout out to Michael. I don't think he's ever listened to any of my podcasts. Oh, well. Anyways. So, yeah. So, Dumb Litty by Card. Stream it. It's really good. The music video is crazy. Their concept is so cool. Yeah. I should talk more about Card in another episode. Just, like, talk about Card. Like, the whole episode. Card is spelled with a K instead of, like, a C, like a regular playing card. If you want to look up Dumb Litty by Card. It's also on, like, Apple Music and stuff. But anyways, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is, I'm going to, like, butcher this name. I literally looked up how to say it. And I, like, blanked as soon as I started talking about it. Zaido, I think is his name. I think it's Zaido. He just came out with a song called Drawings. And it is so good. Like, the vocals in it, I was like, dude. Like, I watched, like, him recording it in the studio, and I was like, bro. But anyways, the vocals are just like insane on them. Anyways, so yeah, his song is called Drawings, and what I'm getting from it, because most of it's in Korean, but like what I'm getting from it, I think he's like talking about this girl, and he's like trying to write her a love song about like fighting to make the relationship work and not giving up. And I think at one point he says something about how she views herself in a certain way, and he's like, you're not that way, and I'm like trying to make you believe that you're not that way. I think the translation that I looked up of it was rough, but the chorus says, one of the lines says, because I can take you there so you can draw it up, and I will sing all of song. If you want, you gotta sing with me. I'm not sure what that means, but I think what he's saying is you can draw up this type of song and picture of a song that you want, and I'll write that song for you. I think that's what he's talking about. I'm not sure, but anyways, Zaido, Drawings is spelled X-Y-D-O, which is why I think it's like xylophone, you know, like how there's like the X and the Y, I think. I don't know, I could be dumb and tripping. I don't know, but anyway, dumb, lady dumb, okay, anyways, so yeah, Zaido, Drawings, that's really, yeah. Just look it up. It's great. I don't really know what I'm talking about anymore. Anyways. So, yeah. So, those are the three songs I wanted to talk about for this week. We have Bullet to the Heart. So good. We have Dumb Liddy. And we have Drawings. Drawings? I don't know. People say I say Drawings weird. I also say Broom weird. And Bag. I don't know. But anyways, I say things weird. Oh, it's National Coffee Day. So there's that. I got a Venti. I don't know how you say it. Iced white chocolate mocha. And I haven't even drank half of it yet. And I got it like 2 hours ago. So much coffee. Like, I never drink that much coffee. But it's good. It's so sugary. Like, I usually get it hot, but it's, like, 95 degrees today, so I was like, we're going with ice today. I, like, went to go to, like, Starbucks, not, like, the one in Target, and there was this huge line for drive-thru, so I was like, skirt, we gonna go to Target. yeah, so, happy National Coffee Day. I hope you all got to drink your coffee this morning. If you didn't, you should go get some coffee now because coffee is amazing. I actually have to wean myself off of it because I think I might be addicted to it because when I don't drink it, I have the worst headache ever. Yeah. But anyways, so the reason why my week was crazy is because yo girl quit her job. I quit Chronic Tacos. I am no longer an employee of Chronic Tacos. And it feels amazing. I don't actually have another job, but I do have a job interview tomorrow at this place that I'm pretty sure is going to hire me. I really hope they do because this is the first time I've quit a job when I didn't have another job lined up. But I promise you, I have a lot of valid reasons for quitting. The job that I had been working at for the last, 18 months. That's the longest I've ever been in a job. Like, the longest. They pay me really well, which is why one of the reasons why I stuck around. And also for my sister, who is, like, my best friend. So I stuck around for her sanity. I was AGM, so that's something that's going to be a little sad. I'm hoping this new job's going to pay me about the same, if not a little bit more. Because I don't really want to have to get two jobs. Because that's not fun. Been there, done that, almost died, literally. But anyways, so I quit my job because the owner just decided that they were going to sell the store and not tell us till, like, 3 days before they, like, gave the store to the new owners. And they were just like, peace out. Adios, muchachas. And they, like, didn't really care about anything that was going to happen. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna peace out because I have put my all into this job for a year and a half and it's sucking the life out of me and I'm just gonna say goodbye. So I worked my last day on Friday and I walked in yesterday and I looked at my sister and I said, I quit. And she was like, okay, then I quit too. Because in the state of North Carolina, you don't actually have to put in your 2 weeks when you quit a job. Which I didn't know, so I was like, I was gonna put my 2 weeks in, but then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hands at this place and leave on a good note. Yeah. So that was cool. It felt pretty amazing when I quit, because I literally wrote a little note and I was like, peace out, yo, I quit. It's not actually what I wrote on there, but that's the like nice version of what I wrote. So yeah, I don't have a job currently. That's fun. But even if I don't have a job, like if this new job hired me and they don't let me start till next week, it will be fine because your girl needs a little bit of a vacation, if we're being honest. But anyways, so that's what happened this week and why it was so crazy. And then work, like, so that was stressful. And then school was stressful. I was supposed to go to New York this weekend, but it was just too much happening at once. Anyway, so song recommendations for this week's episode are going to be Parallel by Vix. It's a new song they just put out. It's really good, very emotional. I love it. There's Beautiful Tomorrow by Park Hyo-shin. I love him. Like, literally all of his music, they're like slower, sadder songs, and they just hit me in my feels. So there's Beautiful Tomorrow, and then there's Circles by Post Malone. Yeah, that cut me deep. and like, I'll listen to it like on repeat. And then we have Pink Walk by Gaho, which he just came out with like 2 days ago. It's really good. You should go listen to it. You should stream. His vocals are amazing. I haven't seen the music video, but I did listen to the song like 8 million times since it came out. But yeah, so that's all I really have for this week. I feel like there's another thing I was going to talk about, but I forgot. Anyways, so this is like 16 minutes long, and I will say peace out until next week, and thank you to the 5 people that listened last week. Y'all 5 are like, I love you so much. Thank you.